Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Back to Drive, a Wednesday edition, a shortened edition. We're going to postpone our countdown of the top selling albums until tomorrow. We'll resume with Hotel California and then Michael Jackson's Thriller, followed by the Eagles' Greatest Hits. So there you go.
What are we going to do? Monday, Eagles' Greatest Hits?
That's correct. That would be Thursday, Friday.
I'll be here then, so that'll be good.
You're not going to be here. You're going to miss the Friday show.
Yeah.
Mike Furch is with us. Been here for a while. We appreciate you sitting through that excitement of the Royals' win over the White Sox.
It wasn't nearly as exciting as what all was going on in the room here, so it's good to be back.
Yes, it was. There wasn't much going on.
There wasn't much happening in the room. Tommy carried the conversation. How's it been? How you been doing?
It's been crazy. You know, one day is great and another day is kind of rough. Lately, it's been better than usual.
You read, our listeners, I know, read about your situation in the Wichita Eagle recently. And it's good to know that you do have the Major League Baseball package on television. So you and your lovely wife are getting to watch a lot of games.
Yeah, she's a big Braves fan. So we watch a little bit of the Braves about every time they're on television. We may not be able to watch the whole game depending on where she's at. But she loves the game. I love the game as well.
Has any team grabbed you? Because when I'm not watching Indians games, there's probably like four teams I would go
to. Who grabs
you?
I'm curious.
I go to the Mets, Reds, Cardinals, and Giants.
Cardinals?
Yeah, I watch Cardinals games.
But go ahead, Mike, and then I want to get back to that.
I watch the scores. You know, if it's a close game, then I tend to go to it. The series that mesmerized me was this last weekend, man, to see the Royals just whoop up on the Indians.
Mike, why would you do
Come on,
that?
Man.
Jeff gets beaten up on.
Yeah, but the Indians are going to be fine. Lindor's coming back probably this weekend. Everything's great.
I think they're going to be fine too, Jeff. But your love for the Indians is it definitely had me interested in that series more than usual. But I think the Indians are going to be fine.
So. And then this situation where you do watch the Cardinals still, what goes through your mind?
I watch National League Baseball.
But why the Cardinals? Let's hear it.
Because I'm not going to watch like the Marlins or the Rock. It just, that's one of the teams, because they're usually on about six.
Because it's because of me, isn't it?
No.
To some degree,
I guess that I have some history with the Cardinals, but.
Well, if they could ever learn to pitch to Christian Yelich, they might be all right.
Well, you've got suddenly a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, and but we can't pitch now.
And Marcelo Zuna's crushing the baseball.
All right, we need to get to movies, pop culture, television, as we always do with Mike. You're aware that I saw the movie Us. I think you've seen it.
I have seen it as well. I was interested to find out what
I need
your
to probably go back. After I read your post about all the things that are going on in the background, I probably need to go back and see it again to recognize his homage to other thriller type of movies. But what did you think overall?
Overall, I really enjoyed the movie. I'm a big fan of Jordan Peele. His appreciation for the genre of horror and psychological thrillers, I think, is it's very commendable. But for those that don't know, there's about 11 particular homage sequences that are in the film where he's paying tribute to some of the old classic horror films. And I picked up on that right away.
Now you're just saying you're smarter than I am.
No, anytime you're watching a movie and you have a focus of a character and then right behind them is a bookshelf with movies on those bookshelves, those movies are on that bookshelf for a reason. And to see some of those like Chud that Peele was paying homage to, most people are not even familiar that are not familiar with horror films are not even familiar with the movie Chud, but it's a classic B horror film, and some of the sequences in Us, without giving anything away, is very similar to some of the things that's in Chud. The monsters come from the underground. they're kind of individuals that have been mixed breeded, if you will, or cloned, if you will, things of that nature. So there's some of those types of things that from the very outset. But the psychological component of it, and some of the social commentary, I really appreciated us. I thought about taking my wife to see it. I'm glad I didn't. She wouldn't have made it through the movie. So.
What about you, Jeff?
What about me?
You've talked about maybe going to see it.
Yeah, I will but say I've this. Heard a podcast it's not, about it, and I'm not.
I will say that it's not. You're not like holding onto your seat scared. You're paying attention. I think easily the most frightening scene is the one that they played up big in the trailer, and to bring people to it, yeah. And that's when these four folks were standing out at the driveway.
Yeah.
That was frightening. That is creepy as all get out.
So that scared you? That doesn't seem that scary to me.
Not saying it's scary. I'm thinking the possibilities that go through your mind on something like that. And they played it up well. It's a very good movie.
Well, that's what Peele does is he plays with your mind and your thought process throughout the movie. And I think you'd probably agree, Bob, he does a really good job with this film in playing with you psychologically and trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it quite a bit.
869-1240, if there's something you've seen. Now, here's what we live in a day and age where there are so many options for viewing, thanks to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, all the broadcast networks. It's almost too much. I did watch season one of Good Girls. You'll be happy to know.
It's a good show.
It is a very good show. I'm looking forward to starting season two. I doubt, from looking at you, you probably haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it, but you know, you've talked to me into seeing movies and television series before, so.
Well, what about me? I've been talking about that show for a year, well, Mike. Come on, man.
Have you been talking about Good Girls?
Yeah, but he made fun of me for it, so I'm sure like the rest of our our listeners.
Well, just for you, Jeff, I'll check out an episode of it tonight.
I think you should.
Okay.
Now, your daughter's in here.
Yeah, my daughter's from Ohio.
Tell us her name again.
Her name is Marathana Prothro.
There you go. So. I would say that, and she's obviously a very intelligent person. She's a teacher, correct? I would say that one of your first initial observations is that, my goodness, this one co-host is really insecure. Am I right about that? She did nod.
Really?
Sorry. But I mean, when you're like, come on, Mike, I mean, that's an obvious sign of insecurity.
I'm insecure, but you're the only one.
You didn't specify which host either, Bob. She might have been talking
about
you.
That's a good point. The co-host to my right. Yes, there you go.
Okay, well, that's an interesting impression.
It just stays with the theme of the show. It is what it is. So what else have you?
I think Jeff's pretty insightful. A lot.
We love
most
Jeff.
Most of the time, yeah, I think he's
we
great.
Love Jeff. We just give him a hard time. That's
and I
what...
will. I will check out Good Girls for you, just for
Thank you,
you, Jeff.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
What else?
It hooks you. It grabs you.
You know the podcast Serial. Now there's a show about Adnan Syed, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's
the
on
case
HBO.
Against Adnan Syed.
There you
Adnan
go.
Syed.
Now I've watched three of the four episodes. Very interesting stuff. I love the procedural stuff that we get to see so often now because the ratings are so big when they do stuff like that.
I've not seen. I mean, that's another one I've not seen. I've been. Trying
I was going to watch that, except for the day before it came out, it was announced that he wasn't getting a new trial. So it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I know the outcome of this now, well, and I listened to Serial to begin with. So.
Well, I've been trying to catch up on some of the other series and so forth. The HBO series that you've been bugging me about forever. It seems like I finally got through two seasons.
I
almost through two seasons. Bob has.
Okay.
What's that one?
The American, the HBO series.
The Americans?
No, I'm through with that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was a pretty good series. True Detective.
Oh, True Detective.
Yeah.
Love season one. Didn't like season two. Love season three. So we're two for three.
Yeah. Well, the amazing thing about that is people complain about their rates going up, whether that be for Netflix or Amazon. You don't get cast for extended series like that particular series has without paying them money.
No.
It was an all-star, top-notch cast.
And the next HBO thing that I'm absolutely thrilled about is the movie Deadwood.
Yeah.
Did you see Deadwood?
I've seen every episode of Deadwood. I'm a big Timothy Oliphant fan.
I've never gone through a series like I did through that one. My wife and I loved it. We went through it quickly. I can't wait for this movie.
And then the sad thing about the series on HBO is that it just ended. They didn't finish and complete the series.
Right.
And reminds me of another series I just saw, which was a Hulu original called The Path. a phenomenal series. They only did 3 seasons of it.
And there's so much to watch. Yeah. Andrew is next. Hey, Andrew, you're on the show with Mike Furches.
Hey, Bob, Jeff, Mike, how are we doing today?
Hey, Andrew, something weird happened today. Another Andrew called first.
No way.
Yeah,
yes,
it's weird.
It was strange.
Huh, that's crazy. Well, I got a question for Mr. Mike. I have 2 questions for him, actually.
Yes, sir, Mr. Andrew.
all right, so the first question is, what is your favorite movie that you think is going to be coming up that you just can't wait to see?
A movie coming up that you can't wait to see, I think, was the question. Yeah. You cut out a little bit there, Andrew.
Oh, no, there goes that reception again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, I can't think of anything I'm just absolutely crazy about seeing. If I had to pick one film that I am super stoked about seeing, it's a movie that was going to, it was never going to be released, and it would not have been released if she was still alive, but it's Amazing Grace, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
There's concert footage of her coming out where she played at a church. I recorded over 2 days. Mick Jagger was there in the audience and several others. I am super stoked about that. And outside of that, of course, the Avengers is coming up. I'm looking forward to that. But nothing besides those two. It kind of goes from week to week and from release to release.
What else, right, Andrew?
And then my second question is, any of y'all watch Game of Thrones? Do you guys watch that show?
Thank you, Andrew. We'll answer that. Thank you. It's right, good to talk with you. I watched the first 2 seasons of Game of Thrones, and while I liked it, for some reason I did not follow up. I watched it on my iPad, so I'm not sure that was the right choice to make, but I didn't continue, and I don't know what that means.
You need to go back and watch it. That's what I would say. My daughter is a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Do I? Okay.
She's actually the one that talked me into seeing it several years ago. I'm caught up. She's not caught up. Her and her husband made it an agreement that they will not see the start of the new season until she goes back to Ohio next week. I tried to talk her into watching with me the other night. Game of Thrones is it's one of those things. It's a series that is very well written. It has its own unique flavor and taste because they go beyond the books, beyond where the books went with the storyline. And even the author of the books, I was watching an interview with him this last week where he said he's excited about it because it's exciting for him to see where his baby would have gone when someone else would have written it.
Hmm.
So he's still excited about it. I would say the start of the new season, for those that haven't seen it, you need to watch it. There's a lot of answered questions to where it's going with this season. I think it's one of the best series. To me, it's one of the best series in television history. I love that genre, that time frame of film, the fantasy world. And I love it.
All right.
So I've been irritated a lot with the people on Twitter. Like, I don't care about Game of Thrones. That's a stupid tweet to me. Yeah. Who cares what you care about? But as someone who does not care about Game of Thrones, would I like it? Because I've never seen an episode.
Hard, yeah,
I've never wanted to see an episode.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to figure out sometimes, Jeff. I mean, I'm not saying that to be critical. It's hard to get a taste. Like with Bob, I know that Hell and High Water, those types of films, I know that Bob's going to love those types of films. It's kind of hard to tell. What I would say is give it a shot. Try to stick through the first season for sure. And then if you stick it through the first season, by the end of the first season, so many things change in the storyline that some people get upset when story changes. It's like The Walking Dead. I was talking to a friend this last week. This last year, Rick was not on The Walking Dead. For those of you that didn't know that, you've not been keeping up with what's going on in the world of media and television. I think it was probably the best season of The Walking Dead since the first season. So it's the same type of thing with Game of Thrones. Some primary characters, some bad things are going to happen to some characters that you love at the end of that first season. That doesn't mean quit watching it because you're mad that so-and-so died. It means stick it out to see where they develop the story.
Here's where I am, and we'll get to Earl here in a moment. Here's where I am on this stuff when you binge watch. It was easier when you could just watch a weekly episode and be done with it. And then when you stop binge watching a show like Game of Thrones after 2 seasons, then mentally you say, I got like 50 of these episodes I'd need to catch up on. When am I going to make time for 50 episodes of something?
Yeah.
So you leave it alone. Right?
Well, I mean, most of the time, but listen to the recommendations that people have. Like with True Detective, for you, the first season I binged. It was just hard to quit watching. The second season was harder to stick it out. The Path was a series. 3 seasons is all they did. And it has, I cannot think of his name that was in Breaking Bad. Jesse was a character in Breaking Bad.
Aaron something.
Yeah,
right?
Aaron. I can't think of his last name. I couldn't quit. Well, I watched three seasons of The Path in 3 days.
Interesting.
And so, but you can still go back. True Blood is one of those shows that was on HBO. I went back and watched it, and boy, am I glad I did.
Let's get Earl in. Hey, Earl, how are you?
I just want to give a shout-out to KFH Radio that supplies concert tickets for another great show last night. John Cougar Mellencamp, or John Mellencamp. It was phenomenal. That little theater at Century 2, perfect intimate environment, and something you would never see anywhere else on the planet last night, an accordion and an electric violinist going toe-to-toe, ripping with each other. Incredible show. John Mellencamp's voice stands up. Guys, get out there, check that one out.
It happened last night.
No, I mean, but it's not, I mean, you know, your son travels the country for Jason eBay.
Now, why is this turning into an attack on Jeff?
It usually does.
It wasn't. I was just saying that traveling is an option. I think Jeff would have thoroughly enjoyed the show.
No question he would have.
Probably. I enjoyed John Cougar.
Thank you, Earl. I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Earl, that concert series that John Mellencamp is currently on, if I'm not mistaken, that's playing on Netflix right now as well. So you can go back. It's at a theater similar to the Orpheum that you can see the show. But I watched the presentation on Netflix. I obviously missed the show last night.
How often do you Mike Furches is our guest. We got 10 minutes or so left in the show. We'll be back with all 2 hours tomorrow and Friday and into the future. But I find myself more and more just planting myself when I have the opportunity with YouTube.
Yeah.
And I get to see things there that, for instance, Don Rickles on
The
Tonight
Show. That you've already
seen.
Yeah.
I've seen them, but that's what, I enjoy that.
My son sat down with my wife on Sunday and watched for 4 hours after the tournament was over. They watched for about 4 hours Johnny Carson on YouTube. And I don't think my son had ever really watched Johnny Carson. And you don't realize the treasure he was unless you go back and watch something like that. And then the thing about YouTube, what is today's date? Is it the 16th?
17th.
17th. As of yesterday, Cobra Kai's new season started.
Oh,
on
really?
YouTube. And for those that don't know, it got tremendous reviews. It's a playoff and a continuation of the Karate Kid series. But the new season started on that on YouTube yesterday.
So my thing on YouTube is Johnny Carson now. And Eagles footage and I looked up some AC/DC recently. What's your thing on YouTube? What's your go-to?
Well, there are two things that I watch mostly on YouTube. Well, three. When Dan Patrick has an interview, I'll watch that for whatever. A good interview. Like, I watch the Reggie Miller ones and some others. He does some, like, he did one with Bryan Cranston and others. John Oliver. His long weekly rants, I like those. And also there's a Funny or Die. Have you heard of that?
Yeah,
they do Zach Morris is Trash, and I think that's funny. I think it's great.
Have you watched the Hot Sauce show?
Yeah, I watched one. I watched when,
Shaquille or who?
No, it was the one before that.
Kevin Hart?
No. God, who was it?
That's bad when you can't remember
things. There are some great guests on that show, and it's fun. The one with Shaquille where he dogs on Kansas and has to go back and apologize after trying the Kansas
Gordon hot Ramsay.
Sauce. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the hot sauce shows as well on YouTube.
Well, there's something else now.
Do you think, you're talking about Johnny Carson, do you think Johnny Carson would go over now?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he'd be huge.
I would hope, because he's so much better than anybody on television now. But is that my age perspective, or is that real?
Yeah.
Do young people?
He's just a much better Jimmy Fallon.
He's
safe, right? Johnny Carson was hilarious, but also safe.
Yeah.
He wasn't edgy. I don't think. I
think his skits had some edginess to them.
But he did it in a controlled way, I think. My son's 28. I don't think he'd ever watch Carson.
I watched him when I was 9.
And
he
was rolling laughing and talking about how great, especially the animal skits with Carson. Oh, how great they were.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Rodney Dangerfield, who I also go back and watch a lot of his interviews. And the comedians who broke in with Johnny Carson. Gary Shandling's one of my all-time favorites. And he got his start there. So many of them did. Robin Williams, for crying out loud.
The old Robin Williams stuff was just the early Robin Williams back with Mork and Mindy days and some of that time era is just phenomenal television. And Carson had a way of bringing it out with people that we just don't see nowadays, I don't think.
But in my opinion, the greatest talk show host of all time is Don Rickles. I don't think
talk show guest.
Talk show guest.
Yeah, it's hard. My wife saw Rickles live. It's hard to imagine him hosting a television program.
He would guest host the Tonight Show some. Yeah. I only saw him live twice, both in Las Vegas. Great show, but a little different than what you see on television, obviously.
Yeah. Rickles had a way of knocking people down and getting in their faces and insulting them in a way that they liked it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you knew what you were getting into. Yeah. That was Rickles. That's who he is. I loved him from a very early age.
My wife, please don't take this wrong, she saw Rickles at the Playboy Club in New York. And she said that she had seen him on television, but she was just shocked at how vile he was live. And I said, well, was he funny? She said, well, yeah, but I didn't feel good about laughing at his stuff. So,
hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, he was, I don't know that Rickles could survive in today's culture.
No.
I think he would be a little bit too much. But in those days, he was hilarious.
Yeah. He still is hilarious. I love Rickles as well.
And he scaled it back some in his later years. He knew he couldn't quite go as far, especially on television appearances.
Did you see Rickles roasting President Bush?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was, and to President Bush's credit, he just laughed and thought it was the greatest thing. It was one of the great roast presentations I think I've ever seen.
And that's another place, YouTube, that you can get all those Dean Martin roasts.
Yeah.
I thought they were groundbreaking as well.
Far more so back then than they are now, it seems like.
Yeah. Mike, are you going to get Disney Plus? For some reason, I'm kind of into that.
Probably not. I probably shouldn't say this too loud, but I probably will end up getting the DC programming before I get the Disney.
But Pixar, all the Disney stuff, Star Wars, which is, whatever. And I probably would never go to a theater to see a Marvel movie, but something about having them all accessible, I feel like I'll probably watch them.
Yeah.
What else are they going to have?
Well, they got all of Pixar, Disney, Marvel, National Geographic. I'm sure they'll run out some more stuff.
Because you've seen some of the Marvel comic movies.
I've seen none.
Shazam.
Well, I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy. Is that Marvel?
Yeah. I saw Shazam over the weekend, over this last weekend. It surprised me. I went in with very low expectations and left really pleased with how the movie went. Very entertaining, very family-friendly, and some great lessons about not giving up and being who you are. So Shazam's one of those movies that, again, I did not expect much from it, but found myself enjoying it quite a bit.
So, all right. Well, Mike, it's always good to catch up with you.
You guys as well.
We apologize for the delay today. It was out of our control. The Royals just could not play a fast game today.
Yeah.
Had a bean ball and a brawl. And
by the way, don't they start at 5:30 tomorrow?
They do start at 5:30, so we'll have a shortened show tomorrow. We're going to have to talk to some people.
That's all right.
Nah, we're fine. We're good. All right, we'll take this break. I'll be back to wrap it up. We'll be here tomorrow and Friday as well. Stay with us.